Parker, last couple weeks for the team on third downs, you've been 4 of 24 combined against SMU and Wyoming. What's been kind of the common thread on those downs where you guys have struggled to convert them into first downs, and what do you feel like you need to do as a team to kind of boost that third down conversion number?
I feel like we've had plays out there that we can make, and we just didn't make. Obviously, I had one last game that I should have made. But I think it's just making the plays when we need to. We can convert them. We just need to make the plays.
Parker, I don't know. I know you guys don't pay a ton of attention to the outside noise, but Jake is an interesting figure amongst BYU fans. Some of them, you know, have been really impressed by what he's done. Sometimes they get a little down on him because, you know, some of the missed opportunities. What's it like watching him compete this year and being out there on the field and having him in control of the game?
It's been awesome seeing him really grow and develop from last year to this year. We were with him all offseason throwing. We went down to California with him, with John Beck, and it's just good to see him putting all the hours he put in the offseason paying off right now. I mean, he's throwing the ball well, he's running the ball well, he's playing great all around. Obviously, there's still some throws, right, but every quarterback has those. He's looking good, and I'm riding with him.
How important is it this week? I mean, the Big 12 is known for close game. So you get an opportunity against a really good opponent. How important is it for the offense to even ramp it up a notch from where you've been in the first three games?
Yeah, we definitely need to. We've had some good games with Southern Illinois and Wyoming. Obviously, the SMU wasn't what we wanted to put on film, but we know we can do better. We have the tools to do it. I think we'll definitely show up and show out against Kansas State and make all the plays that we need to, especially playing at LES. So it'll be a fun game.
We'll go Jake Hatch and then Sean Walker.
Parker, from last year to this year, how much better prepared are you guys for Big 12 play?
I would say we're miles ahead of where we were last year. We didn't really know what to expect going into last year, and now we have a feel. We know we've played some of these teams. We know what to expect. It's no rollover games in the Big 12. Every game is tough. Every game is going to be close, and we just need to lock in every week.
Now, you guys are going to be honoring the 1996 team this weekend with those throwback uniforms. Are you a guy who's about throwback uniforms, how you guys look on the field, that type of stuff?
Yeah, I'm all for the swag. I try to have some drip out there, and these jerseys are definitely some pretty dope unis, especially going all white at home, so it'd be sweet.
Are they pretty clean though, Parker?
Yeah, they're fire. I like them.
Okay, that's good. I was going to ask you about kind of your trust level with Jake, but you sort of answered it there. I believe your words were, "I'm riding with him," so I think that kind of tells me sort of what I was going to ask you. Is that sort of the feeling around, I want to ask you to speak for the whole team or the whole offense, but the wide receiver room at least, of kind of ride or die in it to the end with this guy?
Yeah, I mean, I think we all trust him. We all know that he can get us the ball. He can make those throws. We just got to make the plays for him. And obviously there was a little, I don't know, controversy with Darius and Jake last week, which I don't know. I think they were just fine. That's just what the outside was projecting onto them. But we're all ride or die with Jake, and we know he can make all these plays, and it's been good to see him play well.
Go ahead, Jay.
Parker, you answered the question about the kind of the introduction to the Big 12 last year. The play that stands out is obviously one you probably want to forget, the Kansas play. I think it was the first play against the Big 12 team.
Yeah.
What did that, maybe the physicality or whatever of that play, kind of teach you guys about the Big 12 that you can use this year?
I would say that nobody's going to be soft in the Big 12. There's not going to be a soft team. Everyone's going to come and hit. Everyone wants to play hard. So we just got to be physical, be the most physical offense out there, be the most physical team out there, and we'll do what we need to do in the Big 12 this year.
Take some more questions from Jared Lloyd.
Parker, the Big 12 is known for close games. I already saw it, you know, TCU and UCF and kind of has that reputation that, these games hinge on a play or two here or there. On the one hand, that means you can't lose focus ever because that could be the game-changing moment. But on the other hand, you want to go play loose, you know, and not get too caught up on mistakes or things like that. How do you strike that balance?
I like to go out and play free. I'm not someone that's just super uptight, worried about all the, like, if I'm completely free, I'm not worrying about anything, that's when I play my best. So I don't tend to worry about all the stuff that I can't control. I just worry about what I can control and go and do my job.
And how big of an advantage is it to play at LES at night?
Oh, it's huge. Having the Rock, having our stadium rocking at night, under the lights, there's nothing like it. And it'll be a test for any team that comes in, and it's going to be a fun game this weekend.